Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 404 of Rams Up. Now, episode 403 was our roundtable, and I was going to talk about someone who wore number 3, and I had a trivia question associated with it as well. And don't like to do those at the front end of roundtables, so I'm sharing it with you right now. Episode 404, but we're going to talk about a player who wore number 3. I'm going to lead in with a trivia question. The answer to this trivia question will be a player who wore number 3. On November 11th, 2021, this player signed a one-year deal with the Rams. And the answer is coming up here in a second. And this is another, it's just too easy, but kind of fun to talk about this guy. Number 3, Odell Beckham Jr., OBJ. Played in 8 regular season games for the Rams, 27 catches, 305 yards, and 5 TDs. Got off to a slow start after he joined the team, and a lot of people were banging on the Rams and OBJ. Seems to be a player that a lot of people just lean towards disliking for whatever reason. But once he got to a Rams uniform, I kind of liked him. Impact player. Had his first career playoff touchdown in the wild card round. Rams beating the Cardinals. And in the NFC Championship game against the 49ers, caught 9 passes for 113 yards. Rams win 20-17. That got the Rams to the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowl against the Bengals, Beckham scored the game's first touchdown, 17-yard pass from Matthew Stafford, but he left the game in the second quarter with a knee injury, and his career with the Rams was over. But what an impact. Basically half a season for the Rams. But did he leave his mark on the Rams, for the Rams, helping them win a Super Bowl, helping them get to a Super Bowl? But you know, one of my favorite memories of OBJ is was not the catches, not the touchdowns, but him consoling Deebo Samuel after that win over the 49ers in the NFC Championship game. This is the same game that Jimmy Ward laid that helmet-to-helmet hit on him. Very malicious tackle. I think OBJ's a lot classier and a better dude than a lot of people give him credit for. I don't think you would have seen the reverse happening if that game had turned out differently. Not a chance. I think Ram fans owe him a lot. I'm not sure the Rams win the Super Bowl if they had not picked him up. Where is he now? He's 31 years old and a free agent. Going to be a little too costly for the Rams, though. SpotTrack says his market value is $11.9 million. I don't see it. Maybe he's going to hang out and see what happens. Turn mercenary and join a contender midway through the year. Help them finish out and win another Super Bowl. Hey, OBJ knows where to find the Rams. The other thing I'm going to share with you this episode is my 8-player draft pod, trying to mimic what Les Snead and Sean McVay apparently do. Might not be 8 players, could be 6, but who are those 8 players that the Rams are circling in the middle of the first round that they are targeting, that they would potentially trade up for if it's realistic, or they are hoping drops to them? And I have identified my 8 players. That's coming up here in a minute. Man, this Jimmy G signing is apparently sparking some heated debate among Ram fans, even on a roundtable. Not a popular signing. I'm in favor of it, but also I'm going to say is I feel like Jimmy G is the type of quarterback that could come in and win a game or two for us if needed. And that's all I'm going to say about that. And I know my roundtable partners don't like this signing, but I think they'll agree that Jimmy G has the potential to come off the bench and play at a pretty good level. Well, we'll have to see. Coaching up by Sean McVay has got to help. And back in this offense, that's a good thing as well. Hey, if you want to see a really nice shout out to Aaron Donald and his talents, try to dig up Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce dishing about Aaron Donald and their experiences playing against him. It's pretty amusing. And man, just pushes back so strongly against that narrative that Aaron Donald was overrated and why is he shut out in some games, no sacks, sometimes not even getting a tackle. It happened to AD, yeah, and Jason Kelce does a pretty good job of explaining why, and Travis and Jason both do a great job of explaining why he was such an impactful player and the greatest of all time. Hey, let's take a spin around some recent mock drafts. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL.com, he has the Rams selecting Latu, the edge rusher out of UCLA. The Chicago Tribune stumbled across this one somewhat randomly. They have the Rams selecting the Senior Bowl sensation, the cornerback Quinyon Mitchell. Mel Kiper and the Draft Countdown both opted for Byron Murphy II, as did our own Tom Quartz and Paul Walia in his most recent draft. CBS Sports, they have 2 mock drafts. One of the guys selecting Johnny Newton, the other defensive lineman, and the other one, another selection of Latu. Pro Football Focus and NBA Sports both had the Rams taking Newton as well. So there seems to be a split opinion on defensive tackles here. And a couple others. I saw another selection of Latu and another one of Quinyon Mitchell. So doing the math here, pretty much settling on 4 options here. 2 selections of the cornerback Quinyon Mitchell and 3 selections each of Latu, the edge rusher, and the 2 defensive linemen, 3 for Murphy and 3 for Newton. And another draft note, the Rams have met with Florida wide receiver Ricky Pearsall. He's a guy that Paul Wally had talked extensively about. Again, go to YouTube and search for Ricky Pearsall greatest catch ever. It's a pretty good one.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Let's get back to talking NFL draft, and this is what I'm going to do. I talked to Paul Wally about this. We are going to do this independently and compare notes. I'm going to take my first swipe at this. What am I talking about? I'm talking about a Rams draft player pod. What am I referring to? Well, Les Snead and Sean McVay, what they do is they form these little pods of players that they think are going to be there when it's close to the Rams pick or when the Rams are picking. And that allows them to decide if they need to move up, if they, one of the guys they want is going to be there, maybe they stay put. In other words, if they're drafting 19th and they get to the 12th pick and all eight of their guys are still there, maybe they stay put. I think that's basically their thought process. If a few of those guys have started to fall off and they're going to miss out on one of them, then maybe they trade up. Or if a bunch of them are gone and it's going to be too costly to move up and get one of them, maybe you start thinking about trading back. So I'm going to take my first hack at who this 8-player pod is. Hey, it could be a 6-player pod they use, but I'm going to go with 8 players because it just makes it a little bit easier for me. The 8 players that if I'm Les Snead, I'm thinking about drafting at the 19th spot or moving up and grabbing if I have to, if I feel like I need to, if I'm going to get one of these guys. So the first thing I'm going to do is just eliminate a bunch of players. I'm looking through mock drafts and where these guys are going. I just don't think it's in the cards for the Rams. They're not going to have the ammunition to move up into the top 10 or 12. So I'm counting, well, maybe the top 10. I could see them maybe getting up to 12 if they really liked a player. But who are these players? Well, okay, so we're going to eliminate Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison, and Malik Nabers. They are all off the board. I don't think the Rams have any hope of getting them. Going to remove Drake May and Jaden Daniels. And I'm going to take Brock Bowers off this list as well. I don't think the Rams are going to spend a first-round pick on Brock Bowers or even trade up to get him. Now, if he was there at 19, Sean McVay might be tempted, but I don't think it's going to happen. So we're going to remove all of those guys. And what about these offensive linemen? Early on, I was keen on them for the past month up until the Aaron Donald retirement and the signing of Jonah Jackson and Kevin Dotson. I thought offensive line would be one of the positions they'd focus on in the first round. I don't think that's the case anymore. Hey, Joe Alt wasn't going to be in this realistic pod anyways. Talese Fuaga, maybe. Olufashanu, maybe. J.C. Latham, yeah, they'd probably like to have him on their team, and he might be there at 19. Troy Fautanu, Amarius Mims, I'm not a big fan of him in the first round anyways. I'm taking them all out. None of them are going to be in this pod. So where does that leave us? Well, what about Rome Odunze? He's going to be the number 3 receiver taken, I think, for sure. At least that's how I'm seeing it right now. And in the mocks that I have looked at over the last few days, the latest he has gone is 10th. The Rams are at 19th. So if they're going to have an 8-player pod that they think could realistically fall to them or at least in range of trading up for, you know, Odunze might be at the brink, at the edge of that group. I'm going to leave him in this pod. We're going to roll with Rome Odunze as the first member of this pod. But man, it's probably going to take a lot to move up and get him, but he could slide in the draft a little bit. Next up is the cornerback, Terrion Arnold. He could fall into the teens, maybe 19, doubtful. We're going to put him in this pod as well, though. What about the other cornerback, Quinyon Mitchell? Yeah, kind of the same thing. I think the Rams would jump all over that. Now, that could change by the time the draft rolls around if the Rams sign Tre'Davious White. I think cornerback comes out of this pod entirely, unless there's a stud they love. But we'll, for now, keep Quinyon Mitchell in the pod. Now, I got three edge rushers that are candidates for this pod. Jared Verse, I'm putting in this pod for sure. I think he'd be a perfect fit for this defense. And Latu out of UCLA, let's go with Latu. We'll put him in this pod as well. And the other one is Dallas Turner. Now, I'm not as big a fan of him either. I think he's a little undersized. But I don't know how the Rams feel about him. He could very well be in that pod. Rams going to go edge rusher again if they don't make a big trade for a couple of these guys still out there. Reddick or Josh Allen. So we will put Turner in this pod as well. By the way, I reserve the right to change my mind on this. See how this goes here. Now, another wide receiver that could be available at 19 that the Rams are going to have to think about is Brian Thomas Jr. If Sean McVay wants to add a big-time receiver, Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU could be the guy. So I'm going to add him as well. We're running out of room in this pod, but we're adding Brian Thomas. So now we're up to seven guys. And who else do I have left here to consider? I have two guys. Well, actually, I should have three. I'm going to say I have three. One is Byron Murphy II, the defensive tackle. Now, 10 days ago, would not even be considering Byron Thomas at number 19. That's about where he's going to get drafted, I think. So the Rams might not have to move for him at all. So he's definitely in this pod. Byron Murphy II, the defensive tackle out of Texas. Well, there's eight, but there's a few other guys we should consider. One of them is another defensive tackle, Jerzon Newton, 6'2", 304 out of Illinois. He's going to be a starter somewhere, going to be an impact player. But Byron Murphy has a big edge on him in that he is a natural pass rusher. And that's what the Rams are going to be looking for, I think, in their next defensive lineman. More closely resembles Aaron Donald than Newton, that's for sure. 6'5", 297 pounds. They compare him to Ed Oliver. And remember, Ed Oliver was compared to Aaron Donald when he came out. And you know what? I'm not going to put two defensive tackles in this group. The only defensive tackle they're going to take at 19 or possibly move up a couple four is Byron Murphy II. So I'm discounting Newton as an option. Now, what about Chop Robinson? Who would I rather have, Chop Robinson or Dallas Turner? Now, the interesting thing about Turner is he's going in the top 10 usually. The latest I've seen him go in the recent drafts I've looked at is 12. So the Rams could have the ammunition to move up for him, but it'd be costly. And I don't think he's ideal for this defense. Not a knock on him. He's going to be a very good NFL player. But I don't know, man. I prefer Chop Robinson to Dallas Turner. Robinson coming in at 6'3", 254. Lance Zierlein thinks he's going to be a NFL day one starter, and they compare him to Micah Parsons. Dallas Turner, no slouch himself. A little bit undersized for my liking, 6'3", 247. He doesn't get the Micah Parsons comparison, but he does get the Brian Burns comparison, so you really can't go wrong with him. I think it's more realistic for Chop Robinson to slip to the Rams. So let's slide Chop Robinson into this pod and remove Dallas Turner. That doesn't necessarily mean I think Chop is going to be better than Dallas Turner. I think Chop Robinson is more realistic to fall into that window around the 19th pick, an eight-player pod. If the Rams love him, they move up a few picks to grab him, or they just cross their fingers and hope he slides to number 19, and I think he probably will be there, Chop Robinson at number 19, and I do prefer him over Dallas Turner. So out goes Turner, in goes Chop Robinson. And we have my eight-player pod for our Los Angeles Rams. Two wide receivers, Rome Odunze and Brian Thomas Jr. I know, is that really a need? Well, actually it might be. If not this year, next. You think one of these guys is going to be a dynamic wide receiver? Go ahead and get one. Although, wide receiver can be one of the riskier picks in the first round. We got the two cornerbacks, Terrion Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell. Not sure how big of a need that will be by the time the draft rolls around, but right now, I'd take either one of them in a heartbeat. Then I have three edge rushers, Jared Verse, Laiatu Latu, and Chop Robinson. I love all three of them. I'd take any one of them, and I suspect the Rams feel the same way. And then I got one defensive tackle, and he might be my favorite guy in this group, Byron Murphy II, suddenly a really big need. And this guy is going to impact games on day one. Man, there's a lot of good players here. Odunze, Arnold, Mitchell, Verse, Latu, Robinson, Thomas, and Murphy. That's my eight-player pod for right now. Can't wait to see what Paul Walia comes up with. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at laramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.